Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, except when there is a conflict with a football game or a basketball game. That's what's been happening recently if you've been trying to listen on Monday nights. However, most of the time, we'll be there. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you songs I think are important, special, some of which I hope will impact you like they impact me. And each one of these has a story and a message. And I also sometimes put in something I call a wombat. That is, a joke, a reading, a story, something other than a commercially recorded piece of music. And I do have a wombat for you tonight. We're coming to you from Emory and Henry College, WEHC. It's the community and college radio station at Emory and Henry College. And our first song tonight is Louder Than Guns, Louder Than the Guns by Tret Fury. And it is very topical. It mentions wearing masks. But the message, I think, is much deeper, that sometimes emotional positions, political positions, points of view are louder than the guns, have more impact on our lives than even guns. So this song is about that.
Thomas rants about his civil rights like I've taken them away. He is shouting about his freedom, and it's louder than the guns. He says I can't tell him what to do like I would on any day. He screams at me through angry eyes, and it's louder than the guns. Nate works at the post office, and he's refused to wear a mask. He shrieks, "You'll never make me," and it's louder than the guns. They tell me I don't need it, so you won't be taking me to task. His words spit out like poison, and it's louder than the guns. Louder than insanity, louder than your reasons. Louder than compassion, and it's sounding more like treason. Louder than your patriotism, louder than your faith. What's happened to your heart? There's just a big old empty space. Well, hope won't get a vaccine. It's a government conspiracy. Swears at me across the room, and it's louder than the guns. I don't care what you tell me, because it isn't my priority. She yells, "God will take good care of me," and it's louder than the guns. Louder than insanity, louder than your reasons. Louder than compassion, and it's sounding more like treason. Louder than your patriotism, louder than your faith. What's happened to your heart? There's just a big old empty space. Louder than the guns. Shamefully louder than the guns. And what I really want to say is that it's not just about you. I want to scream it all right in your face till it's louder than the guns. But there's nothing I can say and nothing I can do till you hear the cries of the dying that is louder than the guns. Louder than insanity, louder than your reasons. Louder than compassion, and it's sounding more like treason. Louder than your patriotism, louder than your faith. What's happened to your heart? There's just a big old empty space. Louder than the guns.
That was Louder Than the Guns by Tret Fury. You know, when you have a radio show like this one, the question that's always on the table is, why do I pick particular songs? And it's hard to answer. The next song is Putting on the Ritz by Herb Alpert. I heard it just last week. I hadn't heard it in years. And I just love the energy and the rhythm. And that's why it's here. It's the musical experience. That's what this one gives me. Putting on the Ritz by Herb Alpert. Putting on the Ritz by Herb Alpert. One of the instruments I play is the fiddle. And a common question is, what's the difference between a fiddle and a violin? And one of the answers I like is, a violin uses strings. A fiddle uses strings. It's really just a cultural difference. They are identical instruments. Anyway, when I run across a particularly good fiddle tune, one that I think I'd like to learn, I like to put it on the air. So this is Bruce Molsky, a rather famous bluegrass fiddler, and the song he's going to play, he'll introduce it. It's called Lazy John.
This is one that the youngins kind of like, and I like it too. And you all can make believe you're youngins. I do that all the time. It's called Lazy John. When Saturday comes, going to a dance to have some fun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? You're in the shade and I'm in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Baby back home, why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? You're in the shade and I'm in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? And her legs are bowed, but we sure have a lot of fun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? You're in the shade and I'm in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Why don't you get away, Lazy John?
Get away, John.
John by Bruce Mulsky. The next song is Jamestown Homeward Bound by the Atwater Donnelly Trio. And next week I will play for you a version of this song that is the one I was introduced to first. I just got it yesterday, and so I'm putting on this version this week. And it's a story of what a sailor feels like when the ship turns around and heads back to where they his home. His or her home. And in this case, the Jamestown actually was on a mission of mercy to Ireland during the potato famine. This was the feeling the men had when the ship turned to go back to America. Jamestown, Homeward Bound by the Atwater Donnelly Trio.
Ready?
The farmer's heart with joy is filled when the crops are good and sound. But who can feel the wild delight of the sailors homeward bound? For 3 long years have passed away since we left old freedom's shore. Our long-felt wish has come at last, and we're homeward bound once more. And we're homeward bound once more. To where the sky is as clear as the maiden's eye who longs for our return. To the land where milk and honey flows and liberty was born. So fill our sails with favoring gales and with shipmates all around. We'll give 3 cheers for our starry flag and the Jamestown homeward bound. And the Jamestown homeward bound.
You just heard The Jamestown Homeward Bound, sung by the Atwater Donnelly Trio. Next song is High Barbary, sung by the U.S. Navy Band. And this one also, I'll be playing a different version next week. This is a powerful arrangement. It's actually a rather powerful song, the story of being pursued by pirates and defeating them, if you listen closely. But wonderful voices, wonderful harmonies, all sorts of interesting rhythms. So this is High Barbary by the U.S. Navy Band.
Look ahead, look a star, look a weather and a lee. Blow high, blow low, and so will sail it we. I see a wreck to windward and a lofty ship to lee. A sailing down along the coast of High Barbary. Blow high, blow low, blow high. Blow low,
are you a pirate or man of war? Cried we.
Blow high, blow low,
and so sailed we. Oh, I am not a pirate, but a man of war. Cried he, a sailing down along the coast of High Barbary. A sailing,
a sailing,
a sailing,
a sailing,
sailing,
sailing, sailing, sailing.
For broadside, we fought along the main. Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we, until at last the frigate shot the pirate's mast away. A-sailing down along the coast of High Barbary.
But oh, it was a cruel sight and grieved us for sore. Blow high, blow low, and so said we, to see them all a drowning as they tried to swim ashore.
A sailing down along the coast of high Barbary.
High Barbary by the U.S. Navy Band. The next song is The Universal Sound by Tyler Childers, who wrote it and sings it. I'm going to read you the entire song before you hear it, which I don't often do. Kind of a wombat, but it speaks to me. For many years, been a spiritual seeker, and one of the things you run into is one of the exercises that spiritual coaches will give you is to make the universal sound. It may be om or ah, but the idea is to sort of breathe from your soul and make a sound. And this is the universal sound through which you can unite your consciousness with all the other consciousnesses in the universe. That's the idea. And I think this song catches that in a nice sort of way. I'm going to read it to you as a poem, and then we will play the song on the air as sung by the writer Tyler Childers. And now,
up in Pocahontas in the Cranberry Glades, ain't got bars nor the charge to call her anyways, and my mind's a mile a minute, my thoughts they bark like hounds. I focus on my breathing and the universal sound. I think about my darling girl sleeping all alone. I pray the stars will shoot her all the wishes she can hold. On the day that I return, I aim to lay her down. Right now, I'm focused on the universal sound. I think about tobacco juice and mason jars of shine. I think about the vices I've let take me over time. I recall when I was a baby, I didn't need nothing around but a little bitty rattler and the universal sound. I'd close my eyes. It was all so clear. It was all right then. It was all right here.
I focus on my breathing and the universal sound. I let it take me over from the toenails to the crown of the body that I'm in till they put me in the ground and I return to the chorus of the universal sound. And now we'll hear Tyler Childers sing the universal sound.
Pocahontas in the Cranberry Glades, ain't got bars nor the charge to call her anyways. My mind's a mile a minute and my thoughts they bark like hounds. I focus on my breathing and the universal sound. I think about my darling girl sleeping all alone. I pray the stars will shoot her all the wishes she can hold. On the day that I return, I aim to lay her down. But right now I'm focused on the universal sound. I think about tobacco juice, the mason jars of shine. I think about the vices I've let take me over time. I recall when I was a baby, I didn't need nothing around but a little bitty rattler and the universal sound. I closed my eyes. It was all so clear. Sound. his wondrous grace. I've sat there on a bar stool and I've looked him in the face. He seemed a little haggard, but it did not slow him down. He was humming to the neon of the universal sound.
Universal Sound by Tyler Childers. The next song is I Go Like the Raven by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer.
Woodpecker woman, Chippaway whittle, carve my name in a hickory fiddle, dance all night, dream just a little, I go like the raven. Down in the meadow, deep in the holler, bullfrog sing to the bug-eyed crawler, slide to the rake, hop to the collar, reel with the willow waving. Shine the merlin moonbeam eye, set my dancing feet to fly, over the dark and nervous sky, I go like the raven, yeah. Cocked hat and a coat of yeller, locked me down in a sawdust cellar, fed me beans and bacon. Through the doorway he did enter, played him coy, played him tender, played him slumber, through the winter gone when the birds awaken. Shine the merlin moonbeam eye, set my dancing feet to fly, o'er the dark and nervous sky, I go like the raven. Gay. Devil's frightening, come on fire, midnight lightning to the garden can't see. Hail the wayward werewolf howling, haints and shades and goblins growling, fiends and demon deeps prowling when I break in fancy. Shine the merlin moonbeam eye, set my dancing feet to fly, o'er the dark and nervous sky, I go like the raven. Plain or pretty, hear my words for read or witty, keep the green wood shun the city and her dandies craving.
That was Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer singing I Go Like the Raven. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think will reach out, and hopefully some of them will grab you like they grab me. These are songs that I think are special. And I also put in odd things, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things wombats. And that's where I get my show title, Wombats and Music. And here is a wombat. My sister recently sent me a poem that we remembered from our childhood. And I like it, so I'm going to read it to you. The Owl and the Pussycat by Edward Lear. The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a 5-pound note. The owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, lovely pussy, oh, pussy, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are. You are, you are. What a beautiful pussy you are. Puss said to the owl, you elegant fowl, how charmingly sweet you sing. Oh, let us be married. Too long we have tarried. But what shall we do for a ring? They sailed away for a year and a day to the land where the bong tree grows. And there in a wood a piggywig stood with the ring at the end of his nose. His nose, his nose, with a ring at the end of his nose. Dear pig, are you willing to sell for 1 shilling your ring? Said the piggy, I will. So they took it away and were married next day by the turkey who lives on the hill. They dined on mince and slices of quince, which they ate with a runcible spoon. And hand in hand on the edge of the sand, they danced by the light of the moon. The moon! The moon! They danced by the light of the moon. You just heard The Owl and the Pussycat, written by Edward Lear and read by Harry Baya. The next song is Glen Logie, sung by Danny Carnahan and Robin Petrie. This is one of the child ballads. The child ballads were collected in Britain, Scotland, Ireland, England. There were 305 of them in the late 19th century, and it's kind of the root source of many of the folk ballads we have today. This is one of the original ones, Glen Logie, and as most ballads, it has a story, and some of these stories are tragic.
There were 24 nobles rode through Bankry Fair. And bonny Glenlogie was a flower of them there. And there were 99 ladies sat in the king's hall. And Jeanie of Bethelmy was the flower of them all. There were 24 nobles stood in the king's hall, and bonny Glenlogie was a flower of them all. Down come Jeanie Garden, come tripping down the stairs, and she's chosen Glenlogie among all that was there. Glenlogie, oh Glenlogie, oh will you prove kind? There's a maid's love laid on ye, and I've told you my mind. But he's turned him round lightly, like the gardens do all, saying, I thank you, Jeanie Gordon, but I'm promised to all. Oh, she's called for her maidens to make her a bed, oh, with ribbons and napkins for to tie up her head. Oh, but in comes her father, and a wise man was he, saying, I'll wed you to Drumfendrick, who has more gold than he. Oh, hold your tongue, father, that never can be, if I'll not have Glenlogie then I surely will die. But her father's own chaplain, a man of great skill, oh, he's written a letter, and he's tempered it well. Oh, a pox on you, Logie, why must it be so? There's a maid's love laid on me, must she die in her woe? And a pox on you, Logie, do you think it is kind? There's a maid's love laid on me, must she die in her prime? When the Logie got the letter, he was among men. Oh dear me, says Glen Logie, what's the young woman mean? Oh, when he got the letter, oh, the light laugh gave he. Oh, but as he read o'er it, oh, a tear filled his eye. Go saddle ye the black horse, and saddle me the brown, or Jeanie up Athelney will be dead ere I'm gone. But the horses were not saddled, nor set out on the green, before Bonnie Glen Logie, he was 3 miles along.
Glen Logie by Danny Carnahan and Robin Petrie. The next song is Big Table by Timothy Scott, and I think it's a lesson for the world. The message is, we've got a big table, and we ought to be able to find a chair for everyone. Well, that's sort of the way the world is. We've got a big table, and why are we fighting? There's plenty of room, but we are, and this song laments that and suggests maybe we could change it.
We are mailmen and lawyers, fence painters, Tom Sawyers, high heels on concrete, and boots caked in dirt. Wall Streeters, retired Walmart greeters, most are easy to love, but there's a couple of jerks. Families like this one, all in the same kitchen, gets hot and tempers a flare. But we've got a big table, beer drinking tailgaters, free thinking demonstrators, politicians that fight and peace-loving vets, scientists, tabloid readers, atheists, true believers, and Sunday churchgoers just hedging their bets. Families like this one, all in the same kitchen, gets hot and tempers a flare. But we've got a big table and we should be able to find everybody a chair. Have gone crazy. That's just how family will be. When we're together, no one goes hungry, no matter what they believe. Families like this one, all in the same kitchen, gets hot and tempers will flare. But we've got a big table and we should be able to find everybody a chair. Jaded and innocent, native and immigrant, descendants of slaves who still are not free. The love, the forgotten, privileged and trodden, them, and don't forget you and me.
Big Table by Timothy Scott. Earlier, I played a fiddle tune by Bruce Molsky and mentioned that when I find a good fiddle tune, I like to put it on the show. And here's another one, another very famous fiddler. This is Kenny Baker, bluegrass fiddler, and he's playing Jerusalem Ridge.
Now I suppose we'll try a highly requested fiddle number. That this is another Monroe's bluegrass favorites, I suppose. Bill done the writing on it, and it's called Jerusalem Ridge. It's one of my highly favorites, I'll tell you. Thank you.
Jerusalem Ridge, fiddle tune by Kenny Baker, played by Kenny Baker. Next up, I'll let this song tell you its story. This is Janice Ian with Resist.
You're able to hear, but you raise up your fist and you learn to resist and you say, I will not disappear. 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 I will not disappear.
Resist, 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 resist.
That was Resist by Janice Ian. Next item is a kind of a poem. It's called A Fiddler's Reply by Joel Mavis. And I think it's the answer to, don't all the tunes sound the same to you as a fiddler?
It's a question that I've heard before, and all that I can say to that is no, sir. No, sir. I have played a tune in the dark on the porch of a prairie farm. Summer rain coming down so straight, you could set your chair right there on the edge of the porch and keep bone dry. Such straight, regular rain, they say, is good for the crop. Good for tunes, too, I say, deep in the night, listening to the corn. And I remember a tune one winter afternoon up north, fiddling after chores, the sun staring in through a wet kitchen window, all ice outside, all steam inside, my chair tips back, the wood stove snaps loudly, popping irregular time to the steppy tunes, flannel and coffee, biscuits and boots. I've played tunes on a fine spring evening at the town hall dance where everybody shows, joking with the caller, shaking off winter, stretching limbs, swapping partners for neighbors. Good, healthy tempos break the first real sweat. Long lines forward and back, and look outside. The sun's still up on a fine green evening. And then there is a tune I know that plays just like a cold November morning. Sober, inside, looking out. A gray air that wants chords unresolved, turning into the mist like so many leaves, riven and broken, returning from sky to earth. After fall, the undeniable fall calls them home. I have played tunes, not songs, not voiceable, obvious, word-infested songs, but tunes, each tune a puzzle, each one a box with its own proud secret, each its own smile sweetly shown. Each tune is a lesson pondered, pattern at once familiar yet unique, like snow crystals, like footprints, like the way the world is right now. That's what a tune is. And no, sir. No, sir. They don't all sound the same to me.
The Fiddler's Reply by Joel Mabus. And the last song on the show today is Rewrite the Ending by Ina May Wool.
The beginning of my book is over and done. Much too late for me to die young. Not much I can do about chapter one, but I can rewrite the ending. After blue, chapter two, chapter three's pretty tame. I'm adding an index, I'm taking names. I've done lots of research, I'm not ashamed. I'm gonna rewrite the ending. Chapter four is surprising. Chapter five's a hot mess. Chapter numbers keep rising. How high they go is anyone's guess. I a little more every day. Whoever thought that I would have so much to say? Well, it's a new life story for an old anime. Hey, hey, I'm gonna rewrite the ending. Gonna come to a grand conclusion. Give that plot a twist. After all my confusion, oh, I might just be getting the gist. I keep writing my story a little more every day. I never thought that I would have half this much to say. Well, it's a new life story for an old anime. Hey, hey, gonna rewrite the ending. Hey, boys, watch me, watch me. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna rewrite the ending. That's what I'm gonna do right now. You see this? Yeah, it's a new ending. Girls, let's go. Let's do this thing. We're gonna rewrite the ending. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're gonna rewrite the ending. Rewrite the ending. Rewrite the ending. Whoa, yeah.
Rewrite the Ending by Ina May Wool. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And I come to you on Mondays and Saturdays from WEHC at Emory Henry College. And now it's time to ask you to join me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.